Have a chat now to Robbie Griffiths, who has a big hand today trying to find a few winners at Sandown on the Ladbroke. What circuit are we on today? I lose track of all of them. Just trying to find Robbie's runners. We are, of course, racing on the lakeside today at Ladbroke's Park. Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
Good, thanks, Michael.
How many did you walk away with from the Premier sale?
Matt and I were lucky enough to walk away with 14 from the sale.
14. Is that what you were intending to have that many, or did you just look at them and say, I need to have that?
A bit of both, actually. We wanted to, Premier Sale has always been our main sale because of the, you know, all the Vobis bonuses and affordability. It's always been a great sale because of the amount of Group 1 winners that come out of it, and it's sort of a little bit under the prices compared to Gold Coast and Easter. So it's always been the sale that we try to buy as many volume or as great a volume as we can, or can afford, that is. And we try to buy as great a amount as possible. So so we had a crack, and we end up with signed up for 14, and we got a good cross section of young stallions and a few successful stallions, and we're very, very happy.
Could you believe the strength and the money?
It's incredible this year. It really is. You can tell people have been locked up and not spending for a long time because as soon as some trade opened up, and horses are the first sort of real trade that has, and everyone's just jumped out and spent like crazy. It's just from Gold Coast through to Classic through to Premier, that's the amount of money that's spent, and the averages are up, and the gross expenditure's gone through the roof. It's just been incredibly difficult. And if you want the horse you want, you just got to pay more. It's as simple as that.
Well, hopefully you're going to be able to recoup some of that cash today and on Saturday out at Flemington. You've got a number of horses entered, including Hal Vorson in the Newmarket. Will Hal Vorson go around in the Newmarket?
Absolutely will, yeah. He galloped beautifully Monday morning. He's had a nice preparation into the Newmarket. He's a bit rusty on his form because he had almost 12 months off before, you know, returning for this preparation leading into his Newmarket campaign. And so his form isn't as good as, you know, you'd like on paper, but we're optimistic and hopeful that this will be his peak run back to a handicap scale out to 1,200 metres down the straight. So we're hoping that all of those things combined will see a peak run, and hopefully it's good enough to put him into the finish.
Do you think he's up to running a place in a Newmarket or running top five?
Well, we do think so, yeah. Luke Curry was happy with his Lightning run, and the Lightning wasn't sort of really under suit because it didn't go overly hard for the first little bit. You know, it looked like they were with Pippi out there, but they really built speed from the middle of it. And so the sectionals they ran home were incredibly quick, and because he gave away a head start, you just couldn't make up that ground, you know. So his sectionals were adequate, you know. They were good enough to say that if he could improve his fitness off that and then, you know, go out to the 1,200 back to the handicap scale, we're hoping that, you know, his fitness has improved from that and getting the right ingredients in the Newmarket, he can improve enough to run top five. So, I mean, seeing's believing. We'll know on Saturday, but he did gallop really well Monday morning, so let's hope that it all works for us.
You've got a really nice team of two-year-olds at the moment, both yourself and Matt, and Daily Bugle's one of those that we get to see in the sires on Saturday. This two-year-old colt by Press Statement didn't finish far behind Lightsaber last start at Sandown. Has he continued to improve?
He has. He was very good at Sandown. He was terrific on debut. We had to go too far back at Sandown because of the barrier and the technical aspect of how the race was run. We do think that he's going to be a better horse over the 1,400, ridden a little bit more forward. But he was very good at Sandown in defeat, and he's trained beautifully since. His work Monday morning also was first class. So we do think that he's going to represent the stable very well on Saturday in the sires. So we're looking forward to being there on Saturday.
You've got a couple entered in the Thoroughbred Breeders Victoria Breeders Stakes as well. Who's going to run around in that?
We're actually going to put three fillies in, Tempest Calm, the Long Star, and De La Fayette. So they're fillies that we're hoping can get some black type. Tempest Charm was disappointing at Sandown, but she was locked up on the inside, and we're hoping that if she can come down the outside and out the 1,200 metres on her best run, her best runs and her talent, she does have the ability to turn herself around and be competitive, but she's coming off a bit of a negative run for our opinion of her. The Long Star was very good on debut at Sandown, finishing well to run second. So based on the strength of that run last week, you would think the 1,200 would give her a chance to be competitive. And De La Fayette was good at Pakenham. She's a bit slow away in the first little part of the race, but was quite strong and ran good sectionals. So we're hoping that she can finish on well. But all three fillies aren't quite as well-credentialed as some of the other well-credentialed fillies in the race. But if they're fortunate enough to sneak into fourth or better, they make their bloodstock value increase by tenfold. And because they've got all nice pedigrees, we're all hoping that we can sneak into the black type. So they do have to lift a bit to do that, but we're optimistic that they can.
Well, so you've scratched Yosemite today to run on Saturday, and this is a horse that's shown a lot of ability.
Yeah, we don't think we'll run her Saturday. We're just gonna we're gonna have a soft option for her and run her next week in a soft option. But she's a filly to follow definitely. She's one that everyone should keep an eye on. But you'll go to a soft option in the provincials next week and then return to Metro Racing, and but certainly keep an eye on her.
All right, we will. All right, let's try and find a winner today. And one of those fillies that you did have entered in the Breeders on Saturday, but you've decided to run today, is Tis My Bay. How is she going?
Well, she was really good at Pakenham, and the filly that beat her is in the thoroughbred on Saturday. So she's one that doesn't really help herself out in the first half of the race. She can be a bit slow and destroyed, and she ran very good sectionals at Caulfield, and then she finished quite strongly late in the race at Pakenham. And the small field might help her, because if they don't go overly quick early, it gives her a chance to travel, and she can roll off good sectionals. So we're hoping that gives her a chance. Lakeside can be a little bit leaderish, but the small field I think can play to her strength. So we're hoping that gives her a chance. She's against the boys, but she is in good order coming off a positive run. So let's hope that all works in her favour.
You've got Northern Rain going around in the third. Last start winner at Stony Creek. Can she make the step up?
Well, we hope so. We're more optimistic than anything else, because she's come a long way and won the campaign from a kicking off in a sprint maiden over the short distance. But she's got the pedigree out of Galileo Mare, and she won a moderate maiden last start over the 1780. So we've sort of thrown her up in distance and seeing if that beautiful pedigree can shine today. But she does have to rise again, and one of those situations where you know more after the race. But she did gallop really well Saturday morning, which impressed Matt and I. So we're hopeful that pedigree can shine. So we'll find out today.
And you've got Otis, a former Kiwi, who goes around in race number six today. First up, what do you make of the run?
We're actually pleased with that. It doesn't look that impressive on paper, 8 to 12, but he was a bit fresh and went forward and a bit unbalanced on the corner. But Luke Curry thought that he was quite strong on the line, and the beaten margin was only 1.75, but he's a horse that's won over 2,100 in New Zealand before coming to Australia. So naturally, his best form is going to come when he stretches out to those sort of distances. So whatever happens today, he's one to follow when he races over the longer journey. But from a good draw in a pretty even sort of a race, he could be one that sneaks into the placings and watch him as he runs over a longer journey.
Right, nice bit of value there. $23 and $4 in the six. Good luck today, Robbie, and on the weekend.
Terrific. Thanks, Michael.